Focus on Open Science. The purpose of these short interviews is to introduce the concept and values of the Open Science agenda to new communities. The interviews can be seen as an introduction to the disruptive change which Open Science brings. The interview partners will offer a glimpse on Open Science core elements from the perspective of libraries, open access, research data management, e-infrastructures and citizen science are deeply interconnected and form a building block that represents a future role for libraries. My name is Martin Gastana. I conducted the following interviews at the Open Science Workshop, which was carried out at the University of Vienna in late 2017.
Colleen Campbell, I'm from the Max Planck Digital Library. I work in the Open Access 2020 initiative, and which is a global alliance that is looking to transform today's scholarly journals into open access.
Is the role of the publishers in open science and open data today?
Okay, well, I have to say my own focus is actually more on open access specifically, which is just a component of open science, of course. The publishers have a role in that, the content that they have, the work that they are doing to bring content to the world is vital, but they need to push further, take the step, and move away from the current business model and change into new open access business models. There are many different business models that need to be tested. I think the important thing is to start with where we'll have the most impact. So indeed, our focus is on primarily the very large scientific publishers who hold actually the bulk of scholarly communications in their hands. So if you look at scholarly publishing, you'll see that around 80% of outputs are really being published by around 20 publishers. So if we focus on them, looking specifically at scientific journals, then the idea of shifting to open access becomes a little bit more manageable. We're talking about 20 publishers here. Switching business models means, right now, one of the most prevalent business models is the APC, Article Processing Charge business model. So rather than asking an institution to pay for access, we recognize that publishing has a cost, and flip the business model so that we pay the publishers for the publishing services that they are giving us. But that's just one model. There can be any number of business models. Universities we've heard before, UCL, they have a university press that's very successful in terms of impact, and their business model is sustaining the publishing work of UCL Press through the library budget and the institutional budget from the research funds.
So how are the researchers reacting to these kind of business models? Are they in with the business,
yeah,
or are they a kind of in distance or waiting for the next move?
Right. It's a mixed bag, I have to say. The Open Access 2020 initiative that I represent is actually, it comes up from the researchers. We're from the Max Planck Society. That's who's coordinating this initiative. Yeah, so it is definitely a bottom-up effort. I think, though, you could stop a researcher on the street and ask them what they think about flipping a business model, and their initial reaction might be, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to pay for article processing charges. I don't have funding for that. And that fear might be founded, but we simply need to work harder within the library, within the institution, with funders, to help them understand that they aren't alone in this. There will be a change in the funding structure so that they will be supported. It won't come from their own pockets, but the institution will support them in sustaining publishing costs for them. Open science would be, first of all, access to everything. So access to the world's research, the data that is behind that research. And I would like to see the role of the librarian change to one that is much more consultative. So working side by side with both researchers and citizens on the citizen side, to empower them to live a better life, and from the researcher side, to help them, support them in advancing knowledge.